Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm saying everyone. Thank you for being here, climbing into the cockpit with me here on Auto World. It's a pleasure from coast to coast, nationwide syndication, to be very proud to be behind the microphone with a wrench in one hand, of course, and my scanner here on the desk today. And I do appreciate you joining me each and every week and each and every hour of Auto World. Yes, Auto World is 3 hours each week, and we have some awesome and great radio affiliates that take Auto World. And that's the way you're listening, I know for a fact. And thank you for tuning in and cranking it up, turning us on and turning us up. Thank you. I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here from Boise, Idaho, live. Been in Boise, Idaho since 1968, many years. I grew up here. Been around the ranch for 45 years. Yes, started very early. Didn't really change anything at all. But one of the things that we do here on Auto World, we have a lot of things happening on Auto World at all times. And you never know. You never know when the horns are going off. And that tells us one thing right now, folks. It's time, when the Ooga horn goes off, to talk about that, oh, I can't believe it, Ford to start selling vehicles without microchips. They're saying they're going to install them later. What? Listen up. Do you have a Ford? What's this chip shortage all about anyway? You know that. The chips are not in the, not chocolate chips in your cookies. Yeah, maybe Chip Ahoy, they might have shorted you a little bit, but the chips in your cars and your trucks. In fact, the Ford and Chevy and all the car manufacturers have these fields full of automobiles, trucks, SUVs, cars that have no chips in them. And that means they can't sell them to you. Ford says, nope. You want them? We're going to give them to you. We'll put the chips in later. Yes, the microchip shortage has caused a gigantic ripple effect, folks, within the automotive industry. It has. Among many other things that rely upon the semiconductors, Ford, like many of the major automakers, has had to deal with the limited production, growing inventory awaiting microchips. It has now been reported that Ford will be shipping and selling you those new vehicles without certain non-safety functions lacking microchips, but will have them installed in units after they have been sold within a year. That's what they're reporting. General Motors also announced it would be selling new models without additional features like auto start, stop, blind spot monitoring, HD radios, heated seats due to chip shortage. Folks, that's right. If you don't get the chips that control, like the climate control, see the Ford, they built the Ford Explorer. You know that. You might own one. Without the active climate controls for the rear seats, no more. They don't have the chip, so you don't get the climate controls in the rear seats. Goodbye. It's not going to be there. Yep. See, if you don't get the chip in there, Ford's rear seat heating and air conditioning control, both physical dial system and the semiconductor chip behind it, will be installed by Ford dealers at a later date. So basically, your kids are going to freeze their, you know what, off. Or there's no heat in the seat and or air conditioning, so they'll be sweating back there. Mm-hmm. You got your eyes on a new F-150 Bronco, maybe, or a Explorer? Know that not at all. The bells and the whistles will be there. They won't be installed. You're going to miss some stuff in your Ford Explorer, the F-150s, because Ford decided to go ahead and sell them to you without the chips. You got an opinion? I'd love to hear it. Would you want to do that? Are you going to buy it without the chips? Do you feel that, in fact, if you don't have the chips when you first buy that 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, it could even cost you $100,000 for that F-350 Ford truck. And if you don't have all the chips in that truck, how long will it wait for later to put them in? So they're saying, Ford's saying, we're going to put them in later. Well, how long's the line? How long is it going to take you to get into your local dealership to get that chip installed? At no cost, of course. But how long is the wait? Because a lot of those F-150s and Ford Broncos, etc., won't have the chip. There's going to be a lot of you waiting. So will you buy that vehicle without the chip? Ford's going to go ahead and sell it to you without it. Were you going to accept that? See, Auto World is interactive, informative, America's automobile enthusiast show. And what this means is your comments are welcome, good or bad. You can email us here. Please do. We have Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails, and I read them. If it's a 911, put 911 on your email. I'll get to it and fix you right away. ASC certified master technician. Comments are welcome. I don't know if I would buy a vehicle without all of the parts that I'm paying for that, you know, and wait for later. That's kind of like saying, hey, we're out of glass. Sorry about that windscreen. That windshield? Yeah, the windscreen there for you folks listening over across the pond. Thank you. First off, on GCNlive.com. I appreciate that. That windscreen. Are you going to go without it? You folks over here in the United States, coast to coast, that have those license plates on the front and the back of your vehicles? Well, some of the antiques only have them on the back, like mine. Would you go without a windshield and then just install it later? Here's a pair of goggles. We'll get the windshield in there later. Huh. I don't know about that. Maybe they'll throw in a toothbrush and some bug cleaner, bug off, windshield washer cleaner that you can dip your toothbrush in to get the bugs off your teeth. Want to hear from you right here on Auto World, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's email, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number since 1992, folks. Hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls at any time. And remember, here on Auto World, when you hear that Ooga horn go off, whew, you never know what's going to come down the pipe to you. Or in this case, it's an exhaust pipe. It's more than just dirty exhaust. Yep. Here on Auto World today, give you a little tease and a taste of what's going to happen. First off, let's get to that trivia question. That trivia question, we did have an answer, but it wasn't the wrong answer, so we're going to carry it on, and each and every one of you will get a special gift. I like to give out my appreciation of you joining me, of course, detailed gifts inside and out of your car, outside of your truck, too, by the way. Question is, what was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? Was it an orange or a potato? 855-660-4261 and email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, Facebook Messenger. And my address is my name, Mark Evans. You can't miss me. I'm sitting there behind the microphone, a little yellow coupe in the background. And we also have you can Facebook Messenger me. Also, Instagram is autoworldmedia. Don't forget, I have LinkedIn, my name, Mark Evans. Our website is autoworldmedia.com, soon to be Auto World Radio, but right now it's autoworldmedia.com, because we do cover media throughout. Looking forward to a lot of new things coming to Auto World for you, of course, to give you new and fresh. Each and every hour is different here on Auto World for each and every week. And so, with that said, the emails, we take your emails. I have an email bag we're going to get to here in a minute. It's to the left of me over there. Eddie, the engine emailer, left it with me. He takes care of your emails. If it's a 911, please put 911. That means you need fixed now. And I'll get you fixed now. That's what it's all about. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show. So I want to hear from you at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. When we come back from a little short break, you're going to hear some secret sauce from all of our sponsors in your local town, of course, and national sponsors. I want to, Trey from Southern Illinois, he is actually a charter member, yes. He's got a Tesla, and he shared with us an email. I want to read his email because great question, Trey. We're going to share it with everybody. That's what it's all about. This is a community of Auto World right here. Auto World family, AW family. Good to be with you. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans right here in the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nobody can defeat my car. I go blazing through the ground. Nobody can defeat my car.
sometimes they want to take my car for the Snickers bars that I have in the glove box. Yeah, I've got some gloves in that glove box, but also I have a Snickers bar because it's a full meal. Right there, all those, it's a handful of peanuts from the Mars Company. How many of you eat that Snickers bar with a fork and a knife? Oh, Mr. Pitt on Seinfeld, he did it every time, didn't he? He got me hooked on Snickers. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host of the Snickers Glove Box. Of Auto World, that is. Yes, we all have glove boxes, and boy, do I. Do I get into glove boxes? Yes, I have to sometimes. Why? It's kind of, I think, in my personal opinion, that the glove box is personal territory of the owner of the car. You have things in there that's yours. And you drive into the automotive shop. Now, this is a Auto World tip, my friends. Listen up, because you have a car that has a locking lug nut on it. Yes, if you've got five lug nuts, one of the lug nuts, four of them we can get off as a technician. We got sockets, impact sockets, and we got air impact guns, yes. But dang it, there's one locking lug nut on that wheel, and we can't get it off without finding that little special socket that you have where? In your glove box. So you call the owner. I do, anyway. Most shops, they might just dump everything out that's in the glove box, which is everything that you could think of, including the kitchen sink. I don't know how you get the kitchen sink in there, but you do. I call them and say, oh, it's in the glove box. I open the glove box door, and what do I find? It's like, it's a slot machine of stuff. It's like, whoa, I got 14 reading glasses. I got papers. I got 14 years of registrations falling out on the floor. I'm going, where's the lug nut lock key? So a little tip here on Auto World, if you would. Please, please put the lug nut lock key, you know, to take that special lock nut off. Because I don't want to go through all your registrations and your reading glasses. And there's no room for a Snickers bar when you have all that stuff in there. Put that locking lug nut key somewhere that the technician can get to it easy without getting into your personal stuff in your glove box. Thank you. Okay, let's get to some emails here. First and foremost, he's been waiting for a long time on his email. See, I take the emails very seriously, folks, here at Auto World. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our email address, so let me know what's in your glove box. And yes, stay tuned, because I'm interviewing folks. Yes, I go over to the local mall, I pick up the microphone, you know, and it's Auto World Mark Evans out on a walk asking people what they have in their glove box. And if you want to share with me, please do. What you have in your glove box, besides all those 14 years of registration papers. when you get pulled over, the officer says, can I see your card for insurance? And you're saying, sure. And you open the glove box, and there's 4,000 of them in there. I'm not guilty of that. I'm very proud of that, to say that, oh, I think I've got a couple of years' worth in there anyway. Oh, I'm not guilty. Anyway, yes, I am guilty. Okay, let's go to Trey in Southern Illinois. Thank you, Trey. He sends an email. Mark. With Trey's listening, first and foremost, in Southern Illinois, on GCNLive.com. Thank you, Trey. Mark, with gas being so expensive now and probably for some time in the future, I'm getting a lot of ads online and on YouTube about the gas-saving devices that plug in my OBD2 port on my auto to promise, he's got this in capital letters, folks, to promise to give me better fuel mileage. Trey says, do they work, question mark, question mark, question mark. How do they work, question mark? Or are they just a gimmick to take my hard-earned money? If they do work, is there a brand that you recommend? Appreciate your advice. Love the show on GCNLive.com. Thank you, Trey, in Southern Illinois. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. Great question. That's why, Trey, he's shared with us a lot of things and has helped us here on the show with his Tesla and Sunny in Florida talking about, you know, electric EV cars, because Trey's got a Tesla and all. Thanks, Trey, again on that. And this thing that you're plugging in the OBD2 port, you're absolutely right. I'm sure that a lot of people have been asking themselves that same question before they plug it in. And first, I want to start here with that do you folks know that, you know, the insurance companies, they do give you a discount if you plug their device into your OBD2 connector. How many of you have that device plugged into your OBD2 connector that the insurance company, you know, gave to you? And do you know what it's doing? Well, they say one thing and you might think another. Okay, first off, Trey, on your question, These devices. When you plug a device into your OBD2 connector, well, I plug my scan tool into your OBD2 connector to get information to help me figure out what the fault code is because your engine light's on. And I said it the first hour of Auto World is that, in fact, not only your tire light's on, I have a scan tool for that, a separate scan tool. I have a scan tool for your engine light, and then another separate tool is for your tire light. Tire light, ABS light, and your engine light. And also, by the way, there's a scan tool also for your electronic controlled transmission, folks. So if I plug in this device tray on this, will it promise me better fuel mileage like they state that it does? Okay, so we're managing a computer. And if you can plug in a tool that's in your OBD2 connector to override the hard drive in your automotive computer to reschedule the gas spray, reschedule the timing of when the spark plug should fire, you could maybe get better fuel economy. But does it have enough power through that little plug-in device to override the main computer? Do you want for 2 more miles to the gallon? 3 more miles to the gallon? We don't really know. Trey, I would not recommend plugging this device in because you're talking some, you're overriding the main computer that the car manufacturers actually built and designed for the Bosch injectors that could be, I'm talking about a gas engine, of course, it could have, Delphi fuel injectors in there. These are brands of fuel injectors, but the main computer was designed and built with the PROM chip. What I recommend, now see, back in the olden days, we have to re-manage the computer programming in order to, spray a little more fuel, less fuel, adjust the timing. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this, because this is very important for all of us. I want to save you some green. Yes, lettuce. You didn't know this was a gardening show, did you? It's not. It's Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky addressing supporters in Washington, D.C.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also spoke. U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith is reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited!
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, if there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Burning a lot of fuel. Or maybe looking for some charge point type sticks to plug in the electrical cord. Never thought I would have, in my wildest dreams ever, we'd be saying this, but I just did. Here in a little bit, we're going to be talking about charge point sticks. Actually, the talk of every town, the talk of every town is coming up right here on Auto World in a little bit. But first, I want to kind of finish up. We're here with and help you folks with Trace. Good questions and question marks here behind all the questions about this thing that he sees the advertising ads
on YouTube.
YouTube, yep. That you plug into your OBD2 connector, folks, there where you're getting your engine light scanned, to promise you better and fuel economy, fuel mileage and all. And again, I don't recommend them. I really don't. You're overriding what the computer's already been built for and designed for, to be able to have the Bosch or the Delphi, just a couple of the brands of fuel injectors, spray correctly at the right time. And you need the spark there at the right time. And it's already been designed and manufactured and built engineered-wise to the computer to read and talk to the Delphi brand or the Bosch brand that's in your car, the injectors. It's designed to talk to the ignition coils, the coil pack. That's all electronic, 40,000 plus volts electronic, to provide spark to those spark plugs and make the spark plugs go kabam. And the delay, the knock sensor. You know, I've talked about that, the knock sensor that's there, the barometer sensor, the mass airflow sensor, the throttle positioning sensor. These are all electronic components that have been programmed That's right, computer programmed to your hard drive, your computer that's in your car, and that if you override all that stuff, does that little square box you're paying money for, or they're just handing it to you, is that going to override it correctly? No, it's not. Period. Don't do it, Trey. So, you know, I'm not going to use the word gimmick, but in the early days, we used to, some of you listening know this, I mean, I'm talking yesteryears, not too long ago, in fact, we still do it. Holly, Elderbrock, I'm talking hot rods now, the drag strip, the all kinds of racing, Indy car racing, and it's all controlled by computers. Like the Street Outlaws and the folks, hey guys, down there in Oklahoma, the 405. The Street Outlaws, of course, have done real well. Those guys, racing on the streets. And now they've got a great show on the TV. And you guys, everybody, we all get to watch them and race and burn up their money with tire rubber that are racing on the street. But you see them pulling their laptops out and plugging into the OBD2 connector and reprogramming. In the early days, you know, that yes, they're doing that. They're reprogramming it because of the prompt chip that's inside the computer. They're reprogramming it, telling it to adjust the timing, adjusting the fuel spray at a different time. You know, they've got their special words, of course, to make this thing, I'm going to turn it up. They're making it spray more fuel. They're adjusting the timing, a little different in timing, of course. And, yeah, they're also talking to the transmission. But back in the early yesteryears and stuff, we used to just change the PROM chips, we called them, of course, and we just pull the chip out that was next to the hard drive and put a new different PROM chip in there to change
what?
Yeah, fuel spray, timing, spark plug spray, spark plug fire, and also transmission shifts. Makes it go faster. Which makes it go maybe adjust it for a better fuel economy. So no, I mean don't do it, Trey. For sure, I want to get you into the right. I want the right chip inside your computer in your car, not through the OBD2 connector. And again, the insurance companies do give you this, and I don't think they sell them. Maybe they do, but they give you this and they give you a certain discount off. It has nothing to do with giving you better fuel economy or anything. When the insurance companies give you that, they will give you 15% off, 10% off your insurance if you put that in your OBD2 connector. And you know what that's doing, don't you? It's actually tracking you to see how many miles you're going, because that's all in the hard drive, folks. And it's also good or bad, doesn't matter. But what it is if you do accidentally meet somebody by accident, when did you apply the brakes? They measure the skid marks. And they realize by the length of the skid marks through the computer, when we scan it, we can get that information out of there. And it says, oh, my gosh, yeah, the speed limit was 35, but according to the skid marks and the amount of time that the brake pedal shows me on the ABS side and the ABS anti-lock brake module says that you applied the brakes about 2 seconds too late. So that's what that's all about. So anyway, great questions there, Trey. I appreciate that. Hopefully I didn't get too much mechanical argon jargon in there. That's why I'm here, not to get that. Do that. Anyway, okay, let's do it. All right. Well, it's time, folks. I got to share with you. I want to get to the final tally of the question of the month. A lot of you shared. I asked, do you want all of the safety features in a car and truck? And a lot of you, the vibrating seat, the beeping, the buzzing, the noise, the ding, 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 you know. Some of them are more annoying than the others if you don't even fasten your seatbelt. And yeah, there's a few of people, I'm sure, that you don't raise your hand if you don't, you know, fasten your seatbelt. You don't want the seatbelt on you. And the buzzer just keeps going off on these newer cars. Here's a comment we're going to share with you now. Not only share with you, I've got a couple of them I want to share with you. We're going to give you the final tallies and what everybody says. I asked you to deliver. There's more than, I'm going to say, thousands, folks. You overwhelm me, and I thank you. Appreciate that. We put the whole entire staff together to get the tallies up here to figure out what you wanted, and I'm sending these all to the car manufacturers. But here, I want to share this with you. Great question, Mark. If I had my choice to turn all the safety features on or off, if there was a switch, I would turn them off. I'm afraid of the airbag going off, and what my face might look like afterwards. Or will it go off? Weston, listening in Auburn, New York. Woo! Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate, Weston. Thank you. Good to be in Auburn. There's our shout-out. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Auburn, New York. 98.9 101 FM Melrose Park, Auburn, New York, and all in between. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that on the FM side, 98.1. Weston, thanks. I appreciate that. We'll maybe see if we can get that switch in there for you. And that would be, a nay. Here's another one. Hey, Mark, Crystal here. I love all the safety features. I just feel that my kids are safe when we head out to do our daily stops. Great show, Crystal, in Salt Lake City, Utah. Woo! A shout out! Let's do a shout out to our affiliate in Salt Lake City. There it is. Oh, I love pushing that horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Shout out to KBJA AM 1640, Salt Lake City, Sandy, Utah, Ogden. Oh, all of you down there. Thank you. Appreciate that. We got. Fantastic. We're on more stations in the valley there, and KBGA is one, and I do appreciate all of you tuning in, listening in that valley. I do appreciate that beautiful skiing there. Absolutely. Snowboarding, maybe. Thank you, Crystal, for your input on this. And with that, you know, let's do it. Let's get right to it. I got, after the short break, we're going to come take a little short break. And again, the garage door is open here for another 15 minutes, folks, so don't be bashful. Let's get your phone calls in at 855-660-4261. My email address, of course, please do get involved. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Come back. We're going to get to the yays and the nays. We're going to find out who wins the battle about the safety features. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Best aftershave there is for the guys, of course, is the burnt rubber smell, and the best perfume for the gals is gasoline.
Not.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We got that trivia question out there, and we got her answered here, it looks like. Fantastic, through email, of course. Always, folks, don't be bashful with that 800-855-660-4261 number. Holler at any time. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah, make you sound good. The question is, what was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? We had multiple guests. We had three multiple guests, and a gentleman answered a peach. No, that's not a peach. He did get some gifts. I do have gifts for everyone, of course, detail gifts. Is it a potato? Or an orange? What was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? An orange or a potato? Chuck gets me on email. He says he's listening to us on AM 870 in Richland, Washington. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out time for our great affiliate there. That's right, Richland. Ah, there's our shout-out horn. AM 870 KFLD. Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington, and everyone in there and between, and all the other cities, thank you. Listening on AM 870 KFLD, good to have you along. Washington, he listens to us on the morning segment of Auto World on Sunday. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Chuck, you're absolutely right. It's a potato. What? It's a potato, Chuck. You're right. Send me an email address, Chuck. I've got some potatoes to send you. Yes, I have got not only detailed gifts for you, Chuck, since I'm in the state of Idaho here, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, you're real close to me in Washington, we're going to send you, well, that's right, I have got a candy bar for you. In fact, I promised Axelrod Alex I was going to send one. I'll get one out to you too, Alex. I'll guarantee you that. Alex is an executive producer of the show. He's behind the board. Yeah, you're going to get one too. Chuck, you're going to get a Idaho Spud in a different kind of a way in your detail package. It's going to have to be in a separate package because it's edible. And by the way, it's not a potato. It looks like one. You'll love it. It's the Idaho Spud candy bar. You'll love it. It's good stuff. A little bit different. But yes, the very first graphic image. Chuck, good job. Thank you. Send me an email address and I'll send you out an address so I can send you some goodies. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate answering it. Out of Richland, Washington. The first graphic image on a United States license plate was a potato. The first image was a potato created back in 1928 for the state of Idaho. Potato goes a long ways. Now they got a big truck with a potato made on the truck, and they travel around the whole entire United States, coast to coast, kind of like Auto World. Now, let's get to the yays and the nays. Who won this battle? And I don't know if we call it a battle or not, but the question of the month, which was now done, it was, did you want all of the safety features in your car and truck? I shared a couple of those emails with you. We got thousands of them, and I appreciate it, folks. Thank you very much. The yays, there was more yes, we want them all. Keep the air. But here's what we found out of all of your requests, your comments and all through your emails. Keep the airbags, get rid of the buzzers. Y'all like the buzzers for what one thing, though. You want to get rid of the buzzers, but you wanted one buzzer to stay. And that was when the headlights stay on when the engine's off. So if you have that safety feature, you left your headlights on, well, that is a good buzzer, isn't it? Because you'd wear down your battery if you didn't have that buzzer, because you'd walk away from your car with the headlights on and the keys in the pocket, huh? The key fob in your pocket. The nays had a good point with the airbags. The nays said they didn't want the airbags because the airbags, if they go off, will they go off? That's a good point. Yeah, we really don't know. We can't really test airbags, can we? I mean, do you pump into somebody purposely to see if the airbag goes off or not? So a lot of the nays, you folks have said, no, I don't want the airbags. It's, I don't want it to be hit with an airbag because it might hurt, and you don't know if it's going to come off when you really do need it. So I wanted to share that with you. Of course, that's the question of the month. A lot of you did say something about the new cars with the buzzing and stuff. Not the buzzing, but the vibration in the seat, getting the bun massage, you know. A lot of you like that more than the nays. That's kind of cool. So, yep. So that's absolutely. Thanks for coming in and answering and helping me with the poll. All of your comments will be sent. Now, again, I don't ever share with that type of thing. We don't ever share your emails, your last names, or anything like that. It's folks. It's just Auto World community is how it comes across to the manufacturers, and here's the information. So thank you. I want to say thank you and appreciate that. So now we've all seen that photo. We talked about ice cubes, didn't we? What? Ice versus EV. Study shows ICE cars to be more reliable. ICE stands for internal combustion engines, folks. That's what you're probably driving right now. Yep, guess what? That's right. Study shows ICE cars to be more reliable than electric vehicles. It has been assumed that the growing popularity of electric vehicles, EVs, makes more than reliable than anything else, right? That's what we think. Well, the ICE internal combustion engines, counterparts due to them having fewer moving parts and less reliance in oil. The EVs, of course. A new study suggests that the opposite is the case. According to a study conducted by the consumer group, which, WHICH, ICE owners claim to experience fewer issues than EV owners. At this point in life, anyway. 48,000 people were surveyed, of which 2,184 were EV owners, where 39% claimed to experience issues with their car within the first 4 years of ownership. Meanwhile, the people that experienced issues with the cars that ran on gasoline in the first 4 years came in at 19%, and 29% of the owners with diesel cars. The most common issue experienced by EV drivers was a problem with the software, which would result in breakdowns and failures to start that can take up to 5 days to fix. Issues with gasoline cars took up to 3 days to fix, and diesel cars took up to 4 days to fix. While the technology for electrical vehicles, folks, is relatively new, as we all know, like I thought, is this too early? Is this survey too early? The technology for electric vehicles is relatively new, of course, as we all know. Consumers and automakers can expect increased reliability in the future. So, there it is. Now, you might have an opinion of all this, but it seems like that, in fact, at this point right now, out of 48,000 of you, the internal combustion engine is more reliable than electric vehicles. We'll see in the future, right here on Auto World, really, truthfully, who will win that war? Gas, diesel versus EV? Will the ice cube melt down to nothing and evaporate You never know. It could.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word today is change. From the popularity of the automobile creating anew for the regulation of cars, drivers and traffic resulting in license plates, of course, different license plates throughout the world, the internal combustion engines and the EVs involving electric motor becoming a popular choice of drivers today, change is here and more coming, folks. As another month comes to an end and spring is in full force, it's time to embrace change. Accept it. None of you are riding a horse to work today, are you? That's right, folks. You might not have the control of what goes on in the world today, but you can bring meaningful change to your world around you. So enjoy the ride. Thanks for joining me, folks. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.